This podcast is presented by the Prince George's County Memorial Library System.
Hi, I'm Hawa.
I'm Heather.
I'm Kelsey.
I'm Hannah.
And this is our podcast, These Books Made Me. Today, we're going to be continuing our American Girl series of episodes with our field trip to the American Girl store and cafe. Friendly warning as always, this podcast contains spoilers. If you haven't yet spent your last dime on the Stony Clover Lane collab, Samantha Tote Bag, proceed with caution.
So we were joined by some special returning guest stars on our trip today. Will came with us. He's not here right now, but he did join us for our field trip, and you may hear him in some on-the-scene audio. And Maria and Emmy also came with us from our previous episodes. Maria and Emmy, welcome back to the pod.
Thanks so much. Thank you for having us back.
And you may remember Emmy from our Kirsten episode and Maria from our Felicity episode. And Will, of course, is our illustrious podcast editor. Okay, so we took a field trip to the Tyson's Corner location of the American Girl store today, and we want to discuss our first impressions. So what did we think walking in the front doors of the American Girl store? How do we feel?
Oh my gosh, pink.
So much pink.
Very pink.
But it's like a distinctive rusty shade of pink, like they have their own brand pink.
It's very millennial pink. That's a thing.
I wonder if that was intentional, if that's kind of... Maybe. Were trying to pitch it towards...
I think the original boxes were kind of like a red, like a burgundy. So they were more in the pink direction.
Yeah.
Millennium pink. That sounds like a Crayola color.
Yeah. I mean, it was very exciting. I think the first thing that surprised me was like, I didn't recognize any of the girls in the front of the store.
Same.
And it made me feel very old.
Yeah. I think, there were so many dolls. Dolls as far as the eye could see. When you see dolls that are meant to be historical dolls, but they're from when you were around, I think that was a little deflating.
It's an odd feeling.
Oh.
It's going to be a disaster the first time.
Yes, but oh my God, look at her phone. I want her phone. I want her guinea pig.
Is it the same parcel?
She has one of those caboodle boxes.
She totally has a caboodle.
Oh my God.
Okay, that's very authentic.
I love this. I want this now.
So many scrunchies.
I love her VHS and her TV. What? Oh my God. She's a trapper keeper.
Oh, and it's like a Lisa Frank.
Yes.
S1.
They went in on the branding.
They didn't quite get the mall bag right, though. There's no height to
it. Yeah, you need some lift. Oh my God, a boombox for the cassettes really work. It's like hit clips.
She has a Care Bear sleeping bag.
Okay, I might need this doll. Look at this phone!
Yes, she's so accurate.
She eats nachos.
This looks exactly like the Care Bear sleeping bag I got handed down from my cousin.
Oh, her fortune teller.
Oh, yeah.
I think the songs are made.
We spent a lot of time with the 80s doll, Courtney.
Yes, she had the amazing clear phone that you could see all of the workings. She had a caboodle, also great. She had mixtapes.
Was she the one with the Pac-Man machine?
She had the Pac-Man machine. She had lip smackers. She had a Care Bear sleeping bag.
She had like a Lisa Frank Trapper Keeper.
Did she?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. How did
I took
miss
a video,
that?
Don't worry.
Thank you.
I like very much want her. I want to read her stories.
She has a tiny little eyeshadow palette. It's with a brush. It was adorable.
Her hair was an issue, though. Like, I felt like they were going for mall bangs, but they were instead just sort of like comb over and then flat.
They had no
volume. Wasn't quite right. And I felt like her hair was going to be a struggle for whoever got her. But I liked all of her stuff a whole lot.
Who this? Is this Addie?
No.
Who's that? Melanie?
Oh, yeah, that's Melanie.
I like her piano. That's kind of cool.
That was the first thing I noticed.
Melody does? Yeah.
Melody, yeah. I definitely would be interested in
it. Me too.
I
think that if I had to pick one of the new dolls that I would be interested in either like reading their story or just like having, it would, I think it was Melody. Mm-hmm. And so she was a cute little black girl from like the 60s, and she was like interested in like voting rights, but she also looked like she just like had like fun. Like it just wasn't all like, oh my gosh, the struggle. And then like she always had these like super cute outfits.
Yeah. She's a musician.
Yeah. Yeah. She has like mm-hmm. a little piano and a recording studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's cool. She's in the 60s. So she had like really, really good fashion.
Yeah. I definitely want to read hers as
well. She was like the Motown doll. But when we walked in, Will said, that doll has a podcast. Because she was standing there with like a microphone. So, yeah, she did not have a podcast. She was from the 60s. She was like the Diana Ross doll. She was, it looked like she had a girl band because she had like mm-hmm. in a different part of the store, she had two other dolls with her who yes. were in the same like beautiful fringed dress.
Yes.
Yes. She was fabulous.
Is that a boy?
Yeah, I was thinking it's a fella. I don't know if that's a fella.
They also had a lot of male dolls or boy dolls in the dioramas that they created, which I thought was interesting. They don't really like promote it, but mm-mm. you can buy them, but it was very hard to find.
I think we each took turns trying to figure out if Will would get it. It's just really cool to see a male doll there.
Did any of the male dolls have names?
No, it was like number 45 and number 22.
There was one that had a name.
Oh, what was his name? The one that had a name?
Daryl had a name.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he had an apron and he had a name tag on, but also I'm pretty sure I saw him in a different display as like doll number something something, so that could have just been his name at the for the, because he was working like
when he's out on the town he's doll 45 when he's in.
So one of my friends a few years ago found some American Girls at a thrift store and like got a couple for Peanut, and so she's getting them out for me so I could get here for Samantha and Addie to bring, and there's this girl, and I'm like, well, who is this one, Peanut? And she's like, that's girl 46. And I was like, what's her name? Girl 46. She was apparently a truly me, and she like went through and found the like right face mold eye and hair, and she just calls her
girl 46,
which is kind of
iconic.
Because the downstairs part of the store had all of the girls that you can design yourself, so they mm-hmm. all had different numbers based on like what you pick. So it seemed like upstairs was devoted to the historical dolls, and then the downstairs ones you could pick like different like hairs and skin color and eye color, and then the boys were like part of that, like mm-hmm. the modern ones.
I did notice that when they had like that case of like design your own dolls with the numbers, like the boy doll I think was the only one that had an out of stock sticker on it. I was like, oh, they didn't.
There's a demand. Yeah, let's pour one out also for Kirsten and Molly, who do not exist in the American Girl store.
I can't believe there's no Kirsten anywhere. I think she's like fully retired.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, she did burn down her house. Kirsten.
There is like one very tiny Addie shelf.
Yeah.
So she kind of made it, but it seems like that was a limited time thing. No. Oh, and no Felicity.
No Felicity.
No Felicity.
With the exception of like the mini dolls.
Yes.
Yeah, but no 18-inch Felicity.
Yep. Samantha and Josefina are the only original ones to survive to make the cut.
I was surprised that they didn't at least have it like on display. Like, oh, these were like the originals. Here are their stories. But I guess if they can't make no money off of it, I mean, we're not selling it. So, but you know, I feel like that still could have been a way to kind of like promote their ridiculously expensive Stony Clover Lane line. Like, oh, hey, these are the original six dolls. Yeah, you can't get them, but you can get this ridiculously priced merchandise at the same price as them.
The makeup pouch, the Stony Clover one, was like more than the doll costs,
mm-hmm.
which was, I guess that was specifically targeting adults like us who go to the American Girl store.
Adults like y'all, because I ain't spending that money.
I mean,
I went up to the register and I was like, because at this point I had been talking to the girl that was at the register upstairs for a little bit, so she was pretty cool. So I was like, I'm just going to ask you out of curiosity, how much is this pouch? She was like, $120. I was like, thank you for sharing that.
And the top was $200. Yeah, I mean, I don't see kids going in and saying, I've got to have this pouch. Like,
for a doll that doesn't exist in this store.
It was made before I was born.
Like,
you
I'm
know,
not like, sure they would even get the reference. So just to like clarify, the fabric used on these pouches and totes were reminiscent of the fabrics on the original doll's dresses. So Samantha's had the like burgundy and white checks, and like Kirsten had the blue field with the flowers. And then they had these little like badges or like patches, like embroidered of the girl's silhouette and hair basically on those to match. But yeah, I don't even feel like, because they weren't in the store, most girls that go in are not even going to get the reference. So those products really were for us, I think.
Yeah. And like, it's not like they were designed to be like a handbag that someone would spend money on and like use all the time. Because like, one was a makeup bag. Like, I'm not going to spend $100 on something that I'm going to literally put dirty makeup brushes in. One was like maybe an iPad mini holder sized bag. That's not a purse. Like, I don't know. None of them were like a daily. The tote, maybe, but it wasn't like, tote is a generous word for the size of that item. That was $200.
They were basically made out of, well, I don't know what the tote was made out of, but those pouches were basically made out of plastic. And I'm like, you can't charge $25.
Yeah, it was like definitely like a nylon texture.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Well, it's comforting that the theme of being outrageously and unnecessarily expensive carries through to this day. Very nostalgic.
Yeah. Oh. Is she an Australian American?
Koalas?
Because of the day.
Good day. It's the girl of the year. She rescues animals.
And she is Australian.
Possibly. Yeah.
Okay, am I missing something? It's American girl, yes?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very happy for her, but like, what?
Are they gonna give like an explanation? Like,
what? What? Why is there an Australian?
She's Vinnie Irwin. She's just named Kira.
But it's American.
Well, not anymore.
Am I sounding very conservative right now?
Well, not American either.
That's true.
She's living.
She's at least in the Americas.
I guess going back to the vein of dolls that we were surprised by, I continue to be confused as to why the doll of the year this year is Australian. Unclear. Okay, let's be fair. We don't know if she's Australian because it does not explain how she got to Australia. So she may be American but living in Australia, but either way, it seems a little odd. It's an American girl. I don't understand.
Well, she was also very clearly Bindi Irwin. Like, everything about her. Like, they made her look like Bindi Irwin. She had all of this like animal rescue kind of thing. She was in the little like khakis. It seemed very clearly based on Bindi Irwin. So yeah, that was interesting. She also had like a whole like glamping set, which seems not very Bindi Irwin. Like, I feel like she would just actually rough it, but
the pink mosquito
knitting.
But if
they don't glamp, how else can they force items on you to try to buy?
So I did flip through the first book. I think she's going to visit a relative in Australia, but it's literally the first chapter where they mention that she's coming from America to go there. And like on the plane, she reads a book about Australian facts and she like eats Tim Tams on her way there. So it's like getting ready for Australia. And then the rest of the book series is about her there. So
I guess it just raises the question of like, what is the intention of American girl? Like, why, what are they trying to represent with a girl, an American girl not living in America? Like, what experience does that capture that
I
was
mean,
missing?
I don't know that they're about capturing things at this point. Like, that was the overwhelming vibe of the store, was just commercialism. So I think once the line got sold to Mattel, it took a pretty hard veer into just straight up commercial.
How many settings can we
add? Right. I mean,
we
it's
really
like,
need
how
to
much
sell
more
a koala
stuff can we come up with? Well, we've got dogs, we've got horses, we've got cats. We don't have a koala. Kids like koalas. There were also wombats. Yeah. So I don't know. I think one of the biggest surprises to me that I commented on when we were in the store was how plastic everything is now compared to, you know, my stuff was original Pleasant Company stuff. And like the accessories when I was getting out my dolls last night, they don't even look the same because they aren't that shiny, cheap, plasticky feel. But like even like the difference between the foods that I had in Samantha's tea party versus the foods that they have now, like those Pleasant Company ones, it was little crystal goblets. It was little petit fours that were just these beautifully painted miniatures. It all looked very real. There was a little doily for the plate. There was nothing like that in here. Like the food sets were plastic plate, plastic foods. Mm-hmm. They weren't particularly realistic. The sizing was all
off. The sizing
off.
Was very confusing. There was a chocolate biscuit that was the same size as a very teeny tiny plastic water bottle.
That was in part of the like vignette that was like the first class air cabin and then an air stewardess who had had a really unfortunate bout with turbulence, I guess. She was face down. Maybe she was a pilot. I don't know if she was a pilot or a stewardess. But then it also like raises the question that Daryl raises as well. Why are all of these children working adult jobs when like a huge thing in Samantha was like child labor is bad?
It was very unclear.
There was also a display where some girls were taking care of a little baby, like a tiny yes. baby doll. So we were wondering where that came from. But I will say on the subject of like the tiny accessories, all the foods, the little displays they had set up, as someone who used to get the American Girl product catalogs and cut out the little accessories because we didn't have enough money to buy them. So it was nice to be able to like see them in person. And they did have a few areas where they were like set out, and I saw kids like going through the store interacting with them and like getting to play with them. So it's kind of a unique experience for a place to like be able to really, I wish there was like more places where they had that out there, because there was like one or two in the store where the things were not in a glass case, but it's nice that they were kind of hands-on about it.
I keep thinking about the Australian-American girl whose name I've forgotten. Kira and her glamping set. And I just really want them to sell like a pouch of little plastic mosquitoes you can like stick in the pink mosquito netting.
You can throw them at her.
Yes.
So I think we were talking about surprises. Some other surprises while we were there were the doll holders in the restrooms, which were great. So if you go into the restroom, in the stall, there's these little, like, strange hook vests, so you can, like, hang your doll while you use the restroom. And then there's one by the sink as well. But it basically holds the dolls up by the armpits, and then the doll is just, like, looking at you while you're in the bathroom, which was really unexpected, but thoughtful, I guess. And then also, like, they were really concerned about the escalators. There were so many signs with the escalators about, like, wearing proper footwear on the escalators.
I felt very threatened by that.
Oh, I didn't notice any of these signs.
Oh, they were no going Crocs. Up and going down. Don't wear Crocs. Don't wear flip-flops. There were a
no
lot
flip-flops,
of flip-flops, like,
no long dresses, which I was like, whoa.
I was not paying any attention to this.
Going back to the restrooms a little bit, since we luckily had Will there, Will did make the discovery that the men's bathroom don't have the hooks for
what?
For the American Girl dolls. And I mean, we saw that all of the boy dolls were sold out. So I wonder where...
Ridiculous.
Where they went.
That actually is hilarious because it's like messed up, but it's like, it's hilarious that like he thought to think of it. Because I remember I pointed it out. So I'm sure when he went in, he was probably like, oh, where's my doll holder at?
They didn't even offer him a doll when we sat down. You know how they give you a doll if you want one? Well, I guess they didn't offer any of us.
I mean, we were packing like four dolls with us.
We each needed our own.
We had so many dolls that there really was not enough room for the dolls at the table in their special chairs. So maybe she was just like, that's enough dolls.
That's enough dolls.
They were like, y'all are grown. Four dolls at the table is enough.
You can share.
Okay, we're not talking about the cafe right now. I accidentally made a tangent.
The other thing that was there that was new to me, I know we talked about it briefly in the history on Valerie Tripp, was the Welly Wishers series. So they had a big chunk of the store was dedicated to Welly Wishers. Those dolls are very like frail looking compared to the classic American Girl dolls. Like they're very, I think I called them scrawny while we were there. Like they're very thin and waifish looking. I also wasn't entirely sure what the angle was on those. Like they're sort of magical, but maybe not. So I don't know if anybody had thoughts on Welly Wishers, but I found them a little bit, I don't know. They didn't seem to vibe with the other American Girl stuff. And I was, you know, part of American Girl that's been appealing to people is that it's not Barbie. It's not presenting like unrealistic body images to kids. But then the Welly Wishers were very much like very slender, kind mm-hmm. of big heads for the bodies.
I mean, I've definitely had weird vibes or weird feelings about it because their faces were so puffy. Like the cheeks were a little swollen and then their limbs were so thin and some of them looked like tipped over a little bit. So they did look a little weird. And I mean, the outfits kind of reminded me of like the fairy Barbies The ones that would like do the spin-off. So like the outfits kind of reminded me of that. I mean, one was clearly supposed to mimic a mermaid and one a unicorn. Yeah, I think I definitely prefer like the old American Girl dolls. These kind of weirded me out.
I didn't really understand why they were all wearing lilies also. Like, I don't know the story of the books, but it seems like a very specific shoe type for them to all be wearing.
And why wellies? Because that's not what we call them here. I mean, it's cute, but I don't get it. But I will say, I really like the wellies. They're clear. And the idea is you wear fun socks so you can see the socks through the wellies. And I thought that was pretty cool. I did kind of want a pair of wellies.
Literally didn't know what wellies were until today. So thank you for that. It's always something new I'm learning when I'm with you all.
Always something new. Well, on the topic of foreign words, Emmy did point out that, well, I guess foreign travel. Emmy did point out that the five places that you can travel if you're an American girl, according to the merchandise that they sold, was England, Ireland, Italy, France, or Japan. That's it. Those are the countries.
So they sell these little like packages for world travel that have little accessories that we noted were very touristy and over the top. So maybe not very authentic, but they only had the four European countries and Japan. That's all.
One thing I thought was kind of cool was that they had like a Kwanzaa celebration outfit for like the dolls. So like she had like a kente kind of outfit, and it came with like the kanara, the candles, a unity cup, and the mat, and like some strappy sandals. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. And they had a doll with a headscarf. Mm-hmm. Although I would like to see them have like more than, there's just the one color, like one option. It would be cool to have a couple options, especially if their whole thing is they're doing like a truly me, this is what I look like doll.
It would have been so cool to see like a little black Muslim girl like as a doll. Like for me, that would have been like, oh, like, hey, that's kind of like me. So or I guess if like they sold like the kit on the side, it's like, oh, this is your Muslim girl doll kit or something. I don't know. That might be reaching it. But
yeah, they have like, I don't know, probably 50 different glasses options you could get, but there was only the one hijab.
Yeah.
And it was like bright pink and had like little jewels on it. So it was cute. But like, yeah, they also had a doll in a sari that was available. And then they had a doll that was meant to be a Hanukkah themed kit, which was interesting because it was a dress and there was a little necklace with a Star of David pendant and shoes. But as Howell pointed out, there was like no menorah, no dreidel. There wasn't like anything actually for Hanukkah in that set. Whereas like upstairs with the historical line, Rebecca has like a full on, like, I think a Seder meal and all of these accessories. So that was kind of an interesting, are they not putting much on the truly me Jewish doll, expecting people to buy from the historical line Rebecca accessories? That also felt kind of short shrift.
I guess they're just like, well, it's already here in one packaging. So if you want it from here, you just got to go and get it. I thought it was kind of cool. I didn't realize they sold so many accessories with these dolls. Like, especially when we were upstairs, I think there was something that we saw that said it had like 137 pieces or something like that for like $195. I was looking at this display. I was like, does this even look like this many pieces? But when you like really, really look into it, if you start to count each and every little piece, I'm sure you can get up to that many. I think the most interesting accessory that I saw was actually, I think it was downstairs. I don't know what display it was in, but it was like a thing of string cheese. It was like a random package of string cheese.
I missed that. The accessories are my very favorite part. I love tiny little things. And I think we were mentioning at the store, we were wishing that you could buy maybe just like one element of them. Like if you wanted just to buy some tights or like just a string cheese, but it always comes in a set of like so many other things. So they're making you buy all of them.
Sorry to backtrack, but I randomly just looked up the Kwanzaa outfit, and they had a different Kwanzaa outfit that was released in 1996 and was retired in 1999. And I'm not gonna lie, I think I like the older one better. Hopefully this is something we can include in the blog, but I'm not making any promises.
I guess the other thing that I wanted to highlight from the in-store experience is the salon. So I think all of us who brought our doll were at least a little tempted to drop our dolls off at the salon because they're all a little worse for wear. But it was really cute. They had like the chairs lined up along the cash register, and they were all like mini salon chairs, and they had the dolls in there, and there was a woman behind the counter fixing up some hair. And it was only like $10 to get a spa package for your doll that included like cleaning marks off of it, and then it would get like its nails painted. So honestly, that's not terrible. Might be worth a future trip. Because my Kirsten certainly wears for wear.
Yeah, so I took a picture of it. So it says that treat your doll to a day at the spa. It includes cleaning from head to toe, a manicure and a pedicure for your doll, a bottle of nail polish to take home, and 2 sets of reusable nail stickers. Mm-hmm. One thing that I thought was funny, though, they had a separate sign that said, because our stylists are specifically trained to work with doll hair that stands up to styling, please note that we only perform salon services for authentic American Girl dolls. Basically, don't bring your bootleg dolls to American Girl thinking that you're going to get its hair done because they're not doing that.
Yeah, because they use like hair straighteners and stuff on it. So they have to be able to stand up to heat styling.
Yeah, she pulled out some scissors. I was like, oh, you're really going there.
This is happening. So, but that was cute. And that was like always my dream when I was a kid, was to take my doll to the store and like get it cleaned up and fixed up.
Kelsey, I thought your dream was to break your doll's arms to the hospital.
I wanted the full store experience. I wanted to take
to
it to the hospital.
Hair done at the same
yeah,
time.
I just wanted all the services they offered to be part of the experience for me.
You can have more than one dream.
Kelsey is a dreamer.
I have lots of dreams. Some of them are doll related.
One thing I thought about the store that was kind of cool, that they had like, I guess they have a lot of books that are like American Girl, like not like, they're not like following the characters, but like they have like, oh, like lifestyle type books for mm-hmm. like girls and stuff like that. And I'd seen a couple of them in the library, like here or there, but it's kind of cool to just see them all like lined up together like that.
Yeah.
So that was something that was thought that was cute.
They had a book about racism and inclusion that looked kind of interesting, but I didn't see it in the store. I just saw like a sticker advertising it. So mm-hmm. it seemed like it was sold out, but that would have been interesting to see what they say about that.
That does sound interesting. I kind of want to look that up now. I was going to say, how you advertise it but not have it in the store, but then when you pointed it, it might have been sold out. I was like, okay, I'll give them that.
They were saying it's new, so like maybe it's popular.
Yeah. Oh, I also wanted to highlight that a lot of the dolls now have like funky hair colors, like purple and blue. And I really liked the doll with the blue hair. Like it made me want to dye my hair blue really bad. So that might be happening.
I was so excited because Heather pointed out to me the girl with the purple hair, because it was like a cute little black girl with purple hair. And like I know y'all can't see me, right? But because it's a podcast. But I currently have in like knotless braids that are like black and purple. So I was like, oh my God, I feel seen. I mean, they weren't braids, but you know, take what you can get, right?
So after a long day of browsing and buying and looking at small plastic doll lunches, you do get hungry. So our next stop was the American Girl Cafe. We have a brief history of the origins of American Girl Cafe that we learned today at the American Girl Cafe, and Hannah's going to bring that to us.
Today, we learned that once upon a time, there was a girl who went to the city, a girl who loved the symphony. This girl went to the city with her mother for a fabulous day of symphonies and cinnamon buns and coated hand squeezes, and decided all girls should have this day. A day redolent with cinnamon-scented times past, cloth napkins and dolls. So many dolls. Listeners, this girl was Pleasant Roland, and this is her cafe.
It was very pink. It was very pink in a, like, I'm in the early 2000s and everything's kind of tacky way.
Yes, there were many pink stripes. And there were pink flowers, chandeliers on the ceiling.
It did not make me feel like I just left a day at the symphony.
No, especially because they had the whole symphony story on the back of the dessert menu, and it described like a pretty fancy pants bistro. I would not describe the American Girl Cafe in that way. It was more like pink Johnny Rocket with doll high chairs that attach to your table.
Yeah, can we go back to that? Can we just remember how we all went gasped at seeing the chair just connect to the table as we set the girls down?
Yes, we did. Yes, our waitress did kindly attach Addie to the table for us as a demonstration. And when she finally got in place, we did all let out a collective like shriek.
We did. And I thought it was clear that she did not think we were going to be able to fit them in the chair and attach them correctly without a demonstration as well. I felt like our waitress had very little faith in us, which was probably warranted because I did struggle with the chair.
And we were 7 adults bringing our dolls to a store that was entirely filled with children.
Yes, we were the only adult-only table at the American Girl Cafe.
our dolls also got like little plates to eat their food in, and they got like little white mugs that had the pink flower and American Girl logo on it. So that was super cute, and we got to keep them. So that was kind of cool. And, you know, Addie had some of my food.
There's also a bar for children at the front of the cafe, but it's like for shakes and such.
It was very old school.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the problem. It was like, I couldn't quite understand like what era we were supposed to be in.
It was like a little dated feeling, but yeah, placing it was hard. Is it like 50s diner or is it, I don't know.
Yeah, it was
turn
confusing.
Of the century 2001 extravaganza of pink stripes. I don't know.
I think the music too that we kept hearing would just match that. I mean, it was definitely early mid 2000s pop music.
The music was confusing.
I was literally like, the children that come to this store will not know any of these songs. You're going to be like, what is this? Like, they played Hilary Duff at some point. I mean, I was jamming, don't get me wrong. But considering who the target here is, they would have been like, can you play something? What do kids listen to nowadays? I don't know. I'm going to stop talking because I'm making myself sound old.
But that is true. Like, that was confusing to me because it really felt like, and this happened a couple times, like that it was being marketed to us as millennials who had the dolls as children. But then obviously, like, not far enough because they're trying to sell dolls, which we're not going to buy, like, the new 2021 doll. Like, that's not going to happen. So, like, the audience was very confusing. And I feel like that was very clear in the store. And they even played this American Girl roll call song. And it had all the original girls in it. And then it had the two new girls. And I'm like, who is this for? Like, that there's no overlap of the people who like those both dolls.
We did luckily get to see some people around us who were having birthdays. So they brought like the little pink and white birthday cake. They had like a ton of extra birthday cakes in the front too that you could see when you were walking in, just like waiting to go. And we were also offered craft projects to do while we waited for our food, which we remarked it was like a little Halloween card with stickers. So it avoids like bringing crayons to the table and having to do all that. So it was very entertaining to be able to do an activity while you wait.
I was kept very occupied by my stickering.
It was very important to decide where to place the eyes on the bat.
Yes.
I think I overheard on one of those birthday parties near us, they asked the waitress for something and she said, oh, that's not in that package. Would you like to upgrade?
Yeah, I heard the upsell too because the little girl wanted the crown that the one little girl had on. No. And she said, that's part of the birthday package. Would you like to upgrade your experience with us? And then she rattled off all of the things that were part of that package. But yeah, the mom did not upgrade the package. She bought herself a glass of wine and kept it moving.
Yeah, so you can get alcohol at the American Girl Cafe, which, again, who is the audience here? Well, actually, that makes sense. Stressed out parents who just spent more money than they meant to at the store. I will say, I mean, how expensive the American Girl universe is like a common theme for us. But I think the food was actually really reasonably priced because we're in like one of the most expensive neighborhoods in DC. But also, like, you get a starter and a main course that was like a full portion of both for $18. No matter what combination of starter and main course you get, like, that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, I thought it was fine for us.
Yeah.
I think that the kids menu only being 4 and under makes it less reasonable because you're presumably bringing kids. And if True. You're looking at $18 for a kid's meal, essentially, plus a $4 drink, you've just like thrown $22 at like a 6-year-old's meal that
who's going to pick out 4 bites,
one chicken mm-hmm. tender, and you know,
yeah,
them kids better drink water. Spent all this money on some dolls for you. You don't need that fizzy drink.
This dinner is about me, sweetie. It's not about you. The food was okay. It's fine.
Are we going to all share what we ordered?
The table was split. Like, half of us got artichoke dip and a Caesar salad, and a salad, some version of a salad. And half of us got mozzarella sticks and chicken tenders.
I got pretzel bites. So I was the appetizer person there.
How were those?
They weren't bad. They were, you know, they were fine.
Yeah. I got the spinach dip and I got the chicken tenders. And I switched out the macaroni and cheese for some fries because I don't trust macaroni and cheese from just anywhere.
One thing that I will point out is that the back of the menu, Symphony Story, went on and on about delicious cinnamon buns. And
we were
not offered any cinnamon buns. They were not on the menu while we were there. Maybe on the brunch menu?
That's a possibility, because I was looking through TikTok on the way there, and I don't know if this was New York or Chicago, but they definitely looked like they had some warm cinnamon buns, and the layouts of the other stores looked very fancy.
Yeah, I think this is a smaller store, because again, like looking at the New York store, it looked like it was at least three floors, and Tyson's is two floors. It's sort of split like Historical Girls plus Cafe on the one floor, and then the other floor is Truly Me Dolls plus Welly Wishers.
Yeah. You would think, though, that like the newest cafe, of which Tyson's Corner is, would be like the nicest inside. But yeah, overall, I would say it was fine. We were discussing if you would bring a date to the American Girl Cafe. What do we think?
I don't think I would.
I mean, I think it depends on where you are in your dating life with that person, because I think as a first date, it would be terrifying. I mean, really, like if someone took you there as a first date, there would not be a second date. You would have real questions about that person. I think maybe it's okay as a really weird, ironic date later in a relationship. I don't know. I could see mentioning like, oh, I had American Girl dolls when I was a kid. And then having a partner that was like, surprise, I brought you to the American Girl Cafe, because they don't really understand what it's about. And then that would be, I guess, sweet. But it is not a romantic place, the American Girl Cafe.
It's really not. I'm interested in what their brunch menu looks like. But I've seen the brunch menu online. I'd be interested in what it tastes like. But as far as a date, personally, my boyfriend only really likes steak. And they don't have anything like that on the menu, so it's going to be a pass from us.
They do.
I'm speaking
salmon.
Like he's here.
They had salmon.
Yeah, he doesn't like seafood. Hmm. But he likes calamari, but they didn't have calamari, which would be kind of random at the American Girl Cafe, not going to lie, but I'd probably go for it if it was there to see how it goes. It's one of those risky things, but
that's,
like...
Yeah, that's a confident choice.
Salmon was kind of risky. I thought about it. The girl at the register said it was good, but I was like, chicken tenders are safe. Date-wise, you know.
Yeah, I think we were all a little suspicious about how good the salmon could be based on the rest of the menu, which was very much like, you know, fine, like hamburger, chicken tenders, whatever. But like salmon? Okay.
Yeah, like Heather said, pink Johnny Rockets. It could be one of those cutesy fun dates. Like, you know how you see like random things on TikTok? Like, oh, hey, let's go do this random fun thing. Or like when they say stuff like, oh, let's go to the thrift store and pick out each other's outfits and then go on a date. Like that sounds like one of those places you'd go on like a random fun date.
Yeah, I don't think it's interactive enough for like a fun date. Mm. Because what would you do there? You would just either have to spend a ton of money to buy things, but then that's kind of the end, and then you play with them. I mean, I'm not sure what the like interactive element would be on a date. So I think it's not a great date stop.
You could do a spooky sticker activity.
Yeah, we got lucky with that.
Yeah, that together.
So some of us made some purchases today. What did everyone buy?
So I can go first. I bought a mini Felicity doll because of my red hair. Felicity was always my favorite when I was a kid, and I never got to have one. So I have a tiny Felicity.
That's super cute. So I bought a mini Addie doll. I bought a mini Addie doll. So when we went to the store, we were talking about how there was kind of like a lack of like the historical dolls. They did have Addie, but they didn't have her in her original pink dress. That was all sold out, unfortunately. So I did not buy the big one of that, but I did buy a mini one for like $25. And it comes with like an abridged version of the Finding Freedom Addie book. So I thought that was super cute. And then I also bought a puzzle that has like a picture of like the six original dolls. It's 500 pieces. It's sitting on a table. And where we record, and you know, we'll get around to it eventually. We started separating the pieces. They think I'm chaotic for not starting with the edges, but you know, it is what it is. We'll see the progress, hopefully.
So I actually ended up getting a Felicity doll as well. I mean, I grew up with the books, but I didn't have the doll growing up. And then I also kind of like splurged getting Josefina as well. Instead of doing a game today, we're going to do a live reveal of an American Girl mini mystery pack purchased today at the store.
Describe the package.
So the package is actually pretty thick. It's a cute purple.
It's like holographic.
Yeah, very holographic.
Very intriguing.
A large star. And it's for 6 years old and up.
Oh, good. I was worried.
So we're safe to open this.
So we're safe to open it.
We're part of the intended audience. Oh.
It's actually a painting set.
Oh!
We've got... Yeah, we've got the paint set. So we've got about five different color paints. Not the primary colors, but still.
What colors? Is there pink?
We've got black, we've got blue, white. Oh, we do have the primary colors, red and yellow.
Thank goodness. That would be super challenging. Yeah.
Color is this? And then a really cute paintbrush that looks like an eyeshadow brush. But it's really cute. And it looks like you can, they are a collection, so you can collect them all. There's about 13 of them that you can actually collect.
Is it real paint?
I don't know. No, it's solid plastic.
Wait, so in a difference between current accessories and old accessories, back in the day, I saved my money for ages to get the Samantha accessories from the trip to Teardrop Island, which involved the painting box and the book that she finds in the book of the mother's watercolors. Those paints were, in fact, real paint. You could actually paint in the blank pages in the book with tiny brush, tiny paints.
That's cool.
They worked perfectly well.
Did you paint yours?
I did. I did. I'm sure now that would be a no-no because a child would eat it or something, but no such concerns when it was still pleasant company. But it was all, you know, it was wood. There was no plastic on it. Everything was wood, real hair on the paintbrush. The sketchbook had like sketchbook quality pages to it that had heft to them. The miniatures were beautifully done for pleasant company.
Yeah, it does feel like a loss because I feel like that's part of why people love them so much is the like, you can feel the care that went into the stuff.
Well, and just the quality, you know, like when you have a little brown wooden case with little brass hinges that actually work and a little leather handle, it's very different than having something plastic. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess all of those are probably just like collector's items you could get online now.
I mean, even the paint palette, it's pretty big enough that if a kid wanted to mix something, but it already comes with colors on it, so it definitely loses it. And it's not even the primary colors at all either. So it's like all of the secondary colors.
It looks like someone's selling the Saves the Day accessories. Oh, it's just the outfit and the whistle. No paints. But $150 on Etsy. Yikes.
Well, speaking of the difference between the old accessories and the new, I also got a, like Emmy and Marie, I also got a mini Felicity doll, and she came with a very different dress than the original one. And she doesn't have that sort of shades of beige with like flowers on it. She did with the original. She has like a blue and with like a yellow panel dress, and she just looks very different. She comes with a tiny little book it's not the Meet Felicity book. It's some variation on it with a completely different artwork. And I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of weird to look at that and not see the original styling.
Yeah, I did check with the girl at the register just in case, and she said, yeah, that this is all they have left available for Felicity.
I felt the same way about looking at the Addie doll with this in this blue dress, and like they had the 18-inch one in the blue dress, but I was like, if she's not in the pink dress, I'm not spending the money for it.
Sorry, Emmy and I were looking at the old paint sets or the evolution of Samantha's paint sets online on Etsy. There's a mint condition vintage set, which is the one that I had, that has the pine sachet and the sketchbook and the carrying case and the paints and everything. Is $225. So, but it does look in mint condition. I mean, it looks perfect. Even the tubes look like they're still full, though I imagine those paints are quite dry now. Yeah, so one of the things while we were there, there were some unsettling uses of dolls, though I guess also just like that many dolls is kind of,
it's a lot
odd anyways. There's dolls everywhere. So there was like one section where Kelsey and I were commenting because it was showing like all the different outfits that this one doll had. But so there were like seven of the same doll, but just different outfits and different hair. So it was a very like Children of the Corn kind of look.
Just like
to
grinning
it.
At you.
It was a little weird. And then that was also near the carrying cases that kind of looked like coffins or like, I don't know, space pods or something. But the strangest thing with the dolls was that there was a lobby. So between two sets of like glass doors. So it's just an entryway with like a walk-off mat in it. So if it was raining or something. But the outside said, you can't go in this way. The inside said, you can't go out that way. And inside this lobby area on either wall was an American Girl doll trapped in glass.
Oh, Oh, I didn't notice the creepy cowgirl one or cowboy in the, like, wall there.
Oh, ooh.
That's a little unsettling, too.
Are there some in the other wall?
I don't know.
I'm imagining our
fertility. Oh, you're telling
us. I'm going out of there and, like, come after them. That's definitely the haunted one.
It was very disconcerting, and it set us down a path of talking about, I don't even know if you would call it fan fiction, it's like doll horror stories that could involve an uprising of the American Girl Truly Me dolls that just have numbers instead of names.
Yeah, so along the lines of Star Wars Order 66, where there's an order sent out to summon the soldiers, we imagine that each of the numbered dolls have a communication device that connects them with the Pleasant Company, and eventually stories start coming out of them, starting to act on their own or move around, and eventually all the dolls probably march towards the store to commit their evil plot. So in our horror story, a protagonist tries to unravel the mystery, find out what the dolls are doing. Eventually there's a showdown in the store. They see all the dolls trapped in glass. It's a very dramatic situation.
They try to leave and the lobby dolls get them.
I can see the scene very clearly. When did you write this?
There was a game in the store in sort of the Welly Wishers area. So you were supposed to go and read these little blurbs around the Welly Wishers area to determine what each girl's thing was that she was good at or would like. And then there was a machine. I'll let Maria explain the machine.
The machine gave you, basically, you had to pick out the correct clues to each doll. And, I mean, we would put it in order. One of the buttons clearly didn't work because it would not light up. But once you get to the end, there's just a kind of creepy doll just laughing at you, mocking you.
Yeah, when you win the game. So when you start the game, it says, like, you can be a Welly Wisher, too. Like, find these clues about things and you'll get a surprise. But then the surprise is that they're like laughing at you. They don't say anything. They just laugh at you.
It was unsettling.
It was very strange. Unsettling.
Even one of the moms walked by and she just like looked at the machine like, what in the world are they doing?
It was not a fun game. All right. Well, that's it for this special bonus episode of These Books Made Me. Stay tuned for more bonus content during our hiatus. As always, feel free to drop us a tweet. We are at PGCMLS on Twitter and hashtag ThesebooksMadeMe. You can also send us your questions at ThesebooksMadeMe@PGCMLS.info. And don't forget to check out our blog linked in the episode notes.